You're listening to SBS News.
A new advocacy group of non-government organisations and individuals has formed to lobby the federal government on improved services for regional and remote Australia. The Outback Alliance, backed by US-based Pew Charitable Trusts, is pushing for representatives of isolated and Aboriginal communities, for example, to be included in federal policy making. The group aims to build a bipartisan policy ranging from business development in regional areas to accessible health services. Pew Charitable Trust's Barry Crail says the Outback needs region-specific policies, not necessarily implemented in distant cities.
But we got together a whole range of groups from different sectors, health, environment, education, Indigenous, because often government policies and programs which are understandably designed for where most Australians live, the suburbs and the big towns, but when those programs are put into very small communities in remote Australia, often it doesn't work because of the particular requirements and needs of very small communities in huge landscapes.
Rangeland NRM Alliance is another member of the Outback Alliance. It is a network dedicated to improving the productivity and environmental health of Australia's rangelands. Chief Executive Kate Forrest says in natural resource management, programs are designed for different environments than the ones where people in Outback Australia work.
It's quite difficult sometimes to undertake programs that are designed for areas of farmland, for example, or peri-urban environments where there are lots of people, and transfer them into areas where individual families or people might have responsibility for huge areas of land.
A third alliance member, the Royal Flying Doctors Service, is calling for increased funding for providing better health services. The service's chief executive, Martin Leverty, says in a statement an improved funding model would ultimately produce longer-term reductions in the costs of healthcare. He says the alliance will lobby the federal government to ensure greater school completion rates and higher employment. However, sourcing more funds is not the primary purpose behind creating the Outback Alliance. Pew Charitable Trust's Dr. Trail says all the different governments have been supportive. The problem lies in the effectiveness of the policies.
How can you get reasonable health services, reasonable education, communication services and so on, and deliver them in a way that works for very small communities, maybe 100, 200 people, places like Boolea in Western Queensland, places like Kirikara in the Western Deserts? How can you get programs and make them work on the ground? And that requires often not a lot of tinkering and thinking, but some, and particularly engaging with leaders on the ground, and not just thinking, oh, well, this works in the suburbs of Western Sydney. We'll stick it into Western Queensland and see how it goes.
The Rangeland NRM Alliance's Kate Forrest says she would like to see what she calls an Outback lens put across policies before they are announced.
In broader policy, the members of the Outback Alliance could provide local input from Outback communities into policy design to ensure that they're fit for purpose in Outback Australia, and then they'll be quicker to be taken up and also more effective for the government.
Pew Charitable Trust Dr. Trail suggests particular consultation with Outback community leaders would not only help the government reap more benefit from their policies, but also save them money.
Well, something very simple that we're after is that when government programs, health, education, environment, communications, whatever, when they're developed, there's particular thought, particular focus, and particular discussion and consultation with remote community leaders on how it's going to be rolled out in remote spaces. Because what works in Western Sydney won't necessarily work in the remote bush. It doesn't necessarily require a lot of extra work, but with just a bit of extra time and focus and thinking, we can get programs that deliver much more, in many cases for less dollars.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.